1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder on the line with us. Jeff is a former associate professor at Caltech of mechanical physics, and the rolling blackouts and the problems with energy conservation and the problems with energy shortages that we've had in California over the last few days, I think we're going to want to address a little bit this hour, including this idea of deregulation, Jeff, and the idea that deregulation led to higher prices from power brokers?
That's correct. I mean, first of all, what deregulation does is it makes it more expensive because the price is no longer being regulated, and I think that goes a long way toward the problems that we're having. I was involved in the mechanical physics department at Caltech, and it upset me that the governor considered getting rid of deregulation, is now considering getting rid of deregulation, though, because even though it did cause higher price, I think it's good.
You think deregulation is good?
I think it's good because I think it allows creative thinking and freedom. Because of deregulation, I've been able to brainstorm the problem. A lot of people involved in the view of conserving energy have been able to brainstorm the problem and have come up with some really good ideas. So while I think deregulation of power, you know, has caused it to be more expensive, I think it also encourages people to be more creative.
Well, we got to do something. We got to find some way to get more juice. I just talked to some people today who are telling me there's the gas shortage in Las Vegas and elsewhere in the country with heating oil. What other ideas, short of starting another Gulf War to get more oil, can we come up with?
Well, it's interesting that you asked that question, Phil. I was involved in some research last summer with Scott Norwell, who's a former associate professor, too, and also Boone Whale, who has been, I mean, he was in college. Now he's living at Dana Point right now, but he's going to be getting back into school soon.
His name's Boone Whale?
Yeah.
That sounds like a surfer.
You know, as fate would have it, he does surf, but, I mean, he also brainstormed some of these energy ideas with me. And one of the things you have to understand is we have to tap into alternative energy sources. So just relying on one source of energy, oil or electricity, I think is the wrong way to go about it.
All right, alternative energy sources, such as?
Well, one of the ideas that we came up with our symposium and think tank was something I call solar power or power from the sun. And that can be harnessed by simply putting what are called batteries or panels, solar panels, that will solar cells, I think, right, Scott?
Yeah.
Okay, solar cells, which will grab the sun's energy, okay? Okay, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm listening.
It'll grab the sun's energy, and it'll hold it in the cells.
Solar power.
That's correct. And I think this is the most, really the most exciting, because the sun, when you go outside and you look up in the sky, man, what are you looking at? You're looking at a huge nuclear reactor, and nobody's using it. So we thought about it and kind of brainstormed a couple of scenarios and schematics and came up with the concept of the sun comes down, hits these solar cells. And
all right, with the solar cells, you're powering the electricity in the house, right?
That's exactly right. And your power, and also, if you take a bucket of water and you put it out in the sun, what's going to happen to it?
It's going to warm up.
Bingo. So that'll also help you in terms of heating water. And these are the things we're thinking about. The other alternative energy source that a lot of people miss is wind. And you know for a fact, and I know for a fact, that right now there's windmills. If you go down to one of the tourist shops anywhere on Hollywood Boulevard and go in and say, I'd like to see some photographs of Holland. And it's
photographs of Holland.
Right. There's 9 times out of 10 going to be windmills in those pictures. Those windmills can be harnessed. When the wind turns it, that turns into energy too.
So wind power
and solar power. We've got a couple of other ideas.
All right, hold the line. Jeff Dowder with me on the line. He is a former associate professor in mechanical physics. We're talking about alternative sources of energy. He has been involved in brainstorming the problem last summer with Scott Norwell and they've come up with solar power and wind power. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. When you talk about alternative sources of energy, those are only two, and then we have oil.
Well, we've got more, Phil, and I got a really exciting one that I want to talk to you about. But first, I want to also never underestimate the power of water, or what we would call hydroelectric. Now, how that would work is the water goes over turbines that you set up at some point in the river, and then that makes electricity. So you've got the sun, which is a huge energy source. You have wind, which can blow and turn the windmill, and then you have water.
Now, you mentioned your big ace in the hole.
Okay, my ace in the hole. You know about nuclear submarines, right?
Yes.
Okay, that same energy that powers nuclear submarines can also be used to power electricity into your home. It's called thermonuclear energy. It's the same energy that was unleashed at Hiroshima, and now it's available to you, the consumer. Now, one of the things about that is I believe you can obtain nuclear rods through the Internet from Russia, and you can make a unit about the size of an air conditioner. Now, I'm working on a prototype right now.
You're working on a prototype of a nuclear reactor for an individual house?
For individual houses, yeah.
Now, what do you mean you can get the thermonuclear rods through the Internet?
These thermonuclear rods are an essential part of powering the energy. And Russia right now needs money, and right now Russia, which is no longer the Soviet Union, it's Russia, is you can get these on the Internet.
And you can make...
A thermonuclear unit the size of an air conditioner for your backyard. These are some of the things that we're working on to try to help people, you know, get more energy, because that's what it's all about, getting more energy.
Okay. If these things, solar power, wind, water, thermonuclear power, you know, these things are such original ideas with you, how come you haven't gone to a higher level like the Southern California Edison, people like that, and told them about it?
Well, it's all about money.
No, but told these guys that they could, you know, get into the solar power business.
Well, it's all about money. Southern California Edison and the other power companies who are in bed with the corporate structure of this country, and they're in bed with the politicians, they don't want to know about solar power right now until they can own it all up, okay? And they don't want to know about wind power until they can buy everybody's ideas from them. And right now, I'm not about to sell my ideas, because my idea to use the sun, Southern California Edison, I'm not going to let them screw me out of it.
Well, how would they screw you out of it if they bought it from you? How does that work?
You don't know.
Well, how does it work if you say solar power? You're telling me that solar power is your idea.
Yes, sir, it is my idea, yeah.
And wind power and water power and thermonuclear energy.
That is correct.
Well, then why not sell these ideas to Southern California Edison or some other company and get the money for them?
Because it's not that easy. Do you ever heard of Karen Silkwood?
Yes, I've heard of Karen Silkwood.
Okay, she lost her life bringing information to the New York Times about a nuclear power plant. I don't want to wind up like Silkwood. I don't want to be killed. You know,
they're going to kill you for your plans for solar power.
I believe that they could. Yes, sir, I do. And it scares me very much. It scares me very much.
Okay, well, Karen Silkwood was it never was proved that she was killed.
Yeah, well.
I mean, it never was.
Yeah, I know it never was, man, but come on, put two and two together. Did you ever see Silkwood with
Meryl Streep?
Yeah.
Okay, they intimated that she might have been killed, but they never came right out and said that. Hold the line here for just a minute, Jeff. Jeff Dowder is with us, a former associate professor in mechanical physics. He says the way to get around the energy problem is to come up with, he's got four sources of energy, solar power, wind, water, and thermonuclear. He believes that Southern California Edison won't buy these ideas from him. He thinks that they'll kill him and steal them from him. 1-800-449-8, I mean, Silkwood, that didn't even have anything to do with her. She had some other information about a bum power plant in Oklahoma, am I right? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Now, the energy crunch in California, the rest of the country, is necessitating a lot of thought about how to get alternative sources of energy. Seems like we've been talking about this for a long, long time. Deregulation, they think, has been the culprit. We have one guy on the line. Because you deregulate the energy business, the prices go up. We have one gentleman on the line who is a professor of mechanical physics, Jeff Dowder, who says that there are alternative sources of power. And I understand what you're saying when you say solar power, wind, water. If you came up with the idea for solar power, wind power, water power, and thermonuclear power, and you were afraid that you would be killed for this information...
Yes, sir, I'm afraid of that. Yes, sir.
Then why are you on the radio talking about it?
For one very simple reason, Mr. Henry. I want my case on the public record. I want people to know that I have come up with... that I invented solar power. So if Southern California Edison tries to kill me, they'll know that I invented it before they have killed me. Okay? And
so they'll dig up the tapes of the show?
Hopefully, whatever interviews I've given with the media, yes, sir, that they will.
Let's go to Bill on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Bill, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, where did you get this guy? He must be living under a rock.
No, sir. I've been involved in research for the last 5 years.
5 years?
Yes,
that's
sir.
Ridiculous.
Well, wait, why,
solar
why
power and wind power have been around for 30 years.
Okay.
It's amazing that you would even take credit for something like
sir,
that.
Sir, solar power
water
has been
power,
around for,
sure.
Solar power has been around for 100 million years, the sun in the sky. But the way I want to use it, okay, the way that I want to use it, and the way that I would use wind power and thermonuclear power.
Well, you're talking about using solar power with batteries.
With solar cells on the roof of a house, yeah.
They have that already. I mean, this is nothing new.
Where?
It's been around for years and years and years.
Are you sure?
And nobody's going to kill you for this information.
Sir, you know, do you know who Karen Silkwood was?
Yes, I do.
Okay, she was killed. And
but
you
that
don't,
was
you
not
don't know.
Because of
no,
solar
wait a minute.
Power.
You don't know that she was killed, okay?
Well, there's a very good case can be made that she was murdered on account of stuff she knew about the nuclear energy business.
It had to do with nuclear energy. It had nothing to do with what you're talking about.
It actually had to do with job safety. There was some job safety question, okay?
But they killed her. They killed her. And there's nothing that could stop the Department of Water and Power sending a goon to my house and smothering me.
Nobody would want to kill you for those ideas. They're already public domain. Nobody cares
what are you
about
using?
Your ideas
what are you using?
Until they do it.
What's your source material?
Wait a minute, sir.
I don't have any. I'm 54 years old.
What's your source material?
Sir, the gentleman, Bill, is
yes.
it?
Yes.
Bill, solar power, you're saying that using solar power into solar cells on the roofs of houses has been around for 30 years?
Well, the idea of solar power and batteries charging them up with it has been around for years and years and years.
Not
We've
on
got
top
windmills
of house.
In West Texas that not generate solar power. I'm sure they have them in California.
Windmill,
now, whether they use them or not is another story.
A windmill
but they're
generates
available.
Wind power. Windmill generates wind power, not solar power. So right there, it makes your argument suspect.
No,
yeah.
Because
no,
you said that wind power was your idea. You said that solar power was your idea.
That's
you
right.
You said that water power was your idea. And you say nuclear power was your idea. And that's all hogwash.
The idea of a nuclear unit on the back of your house?
Something new. I would love to see your average American deal with a nuclear product on their house. Give me a break.
Okay.
We got to go somewhere else with that.
What do you think they said to Columbus?
Well,
you got it. They
I'll
said,
tell
give
you
me
what.
A break. You're going around the world. Cut me some slack. That's what they said.
All
it's
right,
hard.
Bill.
It's hard to cut you some slack when you take credit for ideas that have been out there for years and years.
Well,
and unless you're 90 years old, there is no way you came up with these ideas.
All right,
you may have brainstormed.
Yeah.
You may have figured things out. You may think you have a better way.
Right.
And I don't disagree that you have a better way. But what I'm saying is they're not new.
All right, now let me ask you this, Jeff. You send some material over to our studios that you're also working on a rechargeable battery that you could put in a boombox or whatever. What do you mean by that?
Small batteries that you could put into things like flashlights.
You do that already.
What?
You can buy battery chargers and buy a chargeable battery.
You know, I don't know who you are, sir, or what your credentials are, but...
No, wait a minute. You're saying you're developing a battery that can be recharged and put into a boombox.
Right.
Are we still in the... Is this 2001?
Yeah. Okay,
are we
so,
talking 2001, or are we talking...
I don't know what your credentials
1950.
Are, sir.
All right, anyway, we are in the year 2001. It seems to me I've seen batteries that go into boomboxes.
Not rechargeable ones. Not rechargeable.
All right, Bill, thanks for your call. Let's go to Joe. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, Phil. Hey, Jeff, there's a place right outside of the San Francisco Bay Area has thousands of wind-powered windmills generating electricity.
Since when?
Since the last 15 years that I know of, I drove past them many times.
All right.
And, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know where you're coming from.
Well, no.
In the Mother Earth news, there were solar-powered generating batteries 20 years ago. And,
I am not familiar with that.
I think you should put down your books and look out the window a little bit more, Jeff. You're a little behind time.
Wait a second. I'm not familiar with what you're talking about. You're saying that...
I think the guy said there's windmills up in San Francisco. There's also windmills out in the Banning Pass out to the desert. There's windmills.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, there's windmills. There's windmills in Holland, too. Are they making electricity?
No, these are in our own country producing electricity.
Okay. I would like to see your source material on that.
He just said the Mother Earth News.
What issue?
Oh, it's going back 20 years, Jeff. You got to get up with the
times.
Well,
I don't know. I mean, you know, a lot of people claim things. That's why Karen Silkwood's dead.
Well, about the batteries and flashlights, go to
the
Home Depot
and
you can buy thousands of them.
Those windmills could be pumping water, not making electricity.
They're
so,
making electricity.
I'd like to see your source material.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Joe, for your call. Kevin, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Kevin, hi. How you doing, pal?
Yes. Yeah. I think we're in a time warp.
I'd like to see your source material.
Okay. I got that. Go ahead, Kevin.
I think we're in a time warp here.
No, this guy's talking about windmills.
This is the twilight zone this fella's in.
No, wait a second. The guy's talking about windmills that pump water, not electricity. Hello.
Hello.
That's what I'm trying to talk about.
Yeah, well, this is just a big put on.
Okay, if I'm putting you on, do you know what hydroelectric power is?
No. It wouldn't be something like they have at the Hoover Dam, would it be?
Hydroelectric power. They have that at the Hoover Dam.
Yeah. What else have we invented tonight?
Oh, so in other words, I'm a liar.
Well, did you ever hear of NiCad batteries?
I beg your pardon?
You ever hear of NiCad batteries?
Is that the brand name?
No, that's the material. That's the materials they're made out of. Nickel cadmium.
Okay. Last summer, I got together with Scott Norwell, and we came up with the idea of solar power.
Really?
So what are you telling me I didn't?
Yeah, well,
you're telling me I wasn't where I was last summer at Scott Norwell's house.
I think you ought to reinvent the light bulb.
There are batteries and there's solar powered batteries on the tops of houses. You're saying you invented that?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
and if you know who Karen Silkwood is, you know that they'll kill you for that information. And I don't want to be killed if you don't mind.
I think somebody's spaced out here. Listen, it's nice talking.
All right, thanks a lot. 1-800-449-8686. So, did you invent solar?
Yes, I did invent solar power, and I can tell you right now, individuals who are not aware of what solar power can do and what and how it can power a home, wind power, water power, and thermonuclear power, we don't need electricity.
Well, now, wait a second. Doesn't wind power generate electricity?
No, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the wind can actually push your car down the road, or you could use the wind to dry your clothes. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh! I thought you were talking about wind creating electricity.
No, man. That's the whole thing. I'm talking about wind as the generating agent.
All right, hold on for a minute. So what, wind-powered cars? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Tina ran her into a ditch.
Okay, Karen Silkwood. All right, Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Karen Silkwood was uncovering job safety violations at a nuclear power plant in Oklahoma on her way to meet with a New York Times reporter with possible information about this. She was in an automobile accident. Okay?
Right, and that's what I fear, because if I let people know that I believe that wind power can power automobiles, they may kill me.
Edison may kill you.
Yes, sir.
All right, here is James on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, James, go ahead.
Yes, sir. If he believes that he's discovered all that, he ought to watch TV on the Discovery Channel.
What's that?
They've had TV cars with sails on them like sailboats trying to produce, automobiles that go by wind.
That's a sailboat. I'm talking about
they've tried it with automobiles. It will not work.
You can have a wind-powered car. It's where you put the sails. Where'd they put the sails on this car?
They've tried them on all of it, the front, the sides, the back, under it.
What about
and everything?
Okay, let me ask you this. My idea to transport things over water would save this country millions of dollars a month.
What do you mean transport it over water?
I mean using the water as a highway for transporting freight. Right now they're flying stuff.
What do you think the ships do with oil and cargo and all that? How do you think it gets everywhere?
My understanding is that they fly the oil here.
No.
They do not fly oil here.
They don't fly oil.
I don't think you've discovered anything.
No,
I don't
sir.
Think you know what you're talking about.
Wait a minute, sir. What are your credentials?
My credentials is my name, and I went to high school and graduated, and I've been around 42 years, and I've seen this. I've been there.
I'm talking about... You're
talking about a bunch of stuff
sir,
that you
just
don't
because,
know nothing about.
No, sir. Just because you watch the Discovery Channel doesn't mean you have a degree in... I have a degree in mechanical physics from Caltech University in Los Angeles.
Well, I can say I've got the same thing.
Oh,
prove it. Prove it. You're being ignorant.
I prove it?
Yes.
All I'm saying is that...
All you're saying is you invented this, you invented that, when that's been out years ago. My kids have done outgrowed that solar
stuff. Sir, no, your kids didn't build no air-powered or wind-powered car. And if the word got out that
why don't they make cars for wind-up rubber bands? They've had them for years. For toys and stuff.
I think automobiles with wind-up rubber bands is a good idea. You need a heavy-duty rubber, though.
Wait a second. Wind-up...
He's goofy.
No, I'm not goofy. Look, what's E equal?
Do what?
What's MC square equal?
I told you, I didn't go to all that college like that.
Right.
I'm not going to get over here and say I've done this and I've done that.
That means I know more. And
no,
I can tell you...
Everybody... Look, okay.
If you know more... How in the world do you not know about these solar and rechargeable batteries and all that stuff? It's just like an alternator and a battery on a vehicle.
Well, no, because
my idea
was to use the sun's energy to heat up water. All you got to do is
You talked about Columbus.
Right. Yeah.
How do you think they got their cargo around the world?
Columbus was just going to discover America. He wasn't shipping oil or nothing, okay?
He didn't haul no kind of groceries or nothing like that in
only what they were going to eat, what they bought at the store before they left.
Did they not trade when they went from country to country and stuff?
Well, I mean, trade
was,
Okay,
there you go.
Well,
there you
maybe
go.
You got me on that one, okay? I'll give you that. But
wait a second.
It's about time you give somebody credit for something because you don't have no credibility at all.
But you're saying that Columbus took his groceries to North America, and I'm saying, because they didn't have stores yet.
Then where did he get them?
He bought the groceries at a market in Spain to eat when he was going to America. Then he got to America. There's no stores there.
Then, what did the people in North America do for groceries? They ain't got
groceries
back then. They got trading posts.
The Indians don't eat groceries.
What do they eat then?
Well, they eat like tree bark and stuff. I don't know.
So you're goofy.
I'm goofy.
Those other people won't say it or nothing, but you're a liar.
Okay, that hurts.
You need to go back.
That hurts.
You
call me a liar.
Really need to hurt.
I would say that really hurts me because I've been working.
That don't hurt half as bad as what you're telling people. And everything about yourself. That should hurt you more than anything.
Scott Norwell came in from outside with a bucket of water that was hot. And I said, how'd you do that? He said, I left it in the sun.
Well, that's been around. Make sun tea. How long has that been around? set a gallon of water out in the sun with tea bags in it. It heats it up and makes the tea.
I thought you had to boil the water first, then put it in the sun.
No, sir. See? Never mind. Scott?
Well, I mean, Scott Norwell's going to be disappointed.
Okay, can I jump in?
What?
Yes, sir.
I let me say that James is right.
James is right about what? Wind-powered cars?
I mean, James, I don't know about that because I didn't see that, but he's right about sun tea, okay? Because my wife makes it.
She puts it out in the sun and then heats it up.
I believe so.
And, you can knock me over with a feather.
Can I interrupt again?
Go ahead.
You know, an old Indian man told me once, he said, you know, this world's crazy. He says, you know, they heat water up to make tea on fire. He said, then they put sugar in it to make it sweet. Then they put ice in it to make it cold. Then they put lemon in it to make it sour.
Say that again?
You boil the tea to get it hot to make tea, right?
No, you said it made sour with what, boiling it?
No, you boil the tea, then you put ice in it to cool it down.
Okay, what about the sour?
You put sugar in it to make it sweet, then you turn around and add lemon to it to make it sour.
Right, that's how you make it.
Why?
You don't even know how to make tea?
Why don't you just put the tea in cold water then and not put no sugar in it?
Because then it wouldn't be sun tea, would it?
Oh, well, I don't know where you come from or nothing.
Well, dude, I just explained to you. You're the guy that told me about sun tea, and now you're telling me
that
you don't make it that way? What?
Have you ever heard of horse and buggy?
Horse and buggy? Yeah, they had them in the 19th century.
They still got them.
Right.
So why don't we just fall back on that?
Because a wind-powered car is better.
Okay, I got to jump in here. James, thank you very much.
What?
What do you mean a wind-powered car? You know, I was willing to listen to you when you were talking about a bunch of stuff, but when you tell me you don't know where sun tea comes from.
He was talking about how you got to boil it and then cool it down. I don't know what he was saying. It just sounded like crap to me. But Norwell's coming over later on tonight. I'll let him know about solar power. I didn't know they had that.
Yeah, they got it, man. You didn't invent it.
Okay, my bad. Thanks.
You're welcome. What are you doing with these guests? The guy comes on and says, I invented solar power because his friend came in with a bucket of hot water. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. And we'll just do a little open phones here until the end of the hour, and then we will move on to some other things. Again, our number is 1-800-449-8686. So that whole thing with Professor Doubter just leaves me speechless. Inventing wind-powered cars, I don't know that that's the answer to the energy problem we've got. I don't know that... Driving down the street with a sail, you know, is really going to do it. Okay, let's go to Chatsworth. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, Phil, great show as always.
Thank you.
Phil, I wanted to talk about something that has not been on the show lately, and that's the controversy about Shaq and Kobe and the Lakers and round ball. And I really, really think that they're giving Kobe a bad rap on it.
Well, you know, that whole thing.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Jesus.
No, I'm all right. That whole thing.
Now, some water.
Yeah, well, you can't get it for me.
Well, tell your staff.
Can I get some water, please? That whole thing, I think, what were we talking about?
Well, I'm talking about Shaq and Kobe, and I really believe that Shaq needs to back off and let Kobe crank his game up a notch.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. You know, it's been said by many smarter than me that Kobe Bryant needs to take a back seat the way Magic did with Kareem.
No, no, no.
No, wait a second. The way Jerry... God.
No, no. You got to understand that Kobe can't turn his game down, man. He's got to turn his game up like he said. And he's hot. He is hot, man. He's got the hot hand.
No, the way that Jerry West took the back seat to Wilt Chamberlain. I mean, and this is just the way it's got to be. You need a big man in today's NBA, don't you think so?
No, I mean, I don't know, Phil. I know you come from the Showtime Lakers. This is the new generation of Laker fans. This isn't Showtime and everybody playing kissy face. But we got to have a team where the cream rises to the top.
Oh, so that there is contention?
Not necessarily contention, but I do want to see a healthy tug-of-war between these two guys and see what can be, what's going on.
All right, so let me ask you. You know, Shaq has said that he wants the ball more, that the offense should flow through him. And by the way, for people who don't know what the hell it is that we're talking about here, we're talking about the L.A. Lakers basketball team and the dispute that has been going on openly in the press between Shaquille O'Neal, the center, and Kobe Bryant, who is a point guard or a...
He's a point guard, yeah.
All right, and Kobe Bryant, who's a terrific shooting guard and who's got a great shot. Anyway... It's been said that Kobe needs to feed the ball more into Shaq, and I happen to agree.
Well, again, you don't know what you're talking about because you're from the Showtime Lakers. And
it doesn't make any difference. The game isn't played any differently, okay? The game is played with the same kind of need to get the ball inside. And
yeah, but back when the Lakers had Kareem, they had another guy that could post up low, and I'm talking about a guy named James Worthy. So that's two guys that are posting it up in deep, not just one. And I really...
Well, you sound very passionate.
I am passionate, because I think Kobe Bryant is the next Michael Jackson. I think that he's...
Jordan?
I mean, Michael Jordan. I think that he has got the hot hand on any given night. He can put it through the hole, 50 points a shot, soft as a baby going to bed. And you're trying to tell me that Shaq's the man?
I'm not saying Shaq's the man. I'm saying that the game's got to be played the way the Lakers won the championship last year. Jeez. I'm not saying Kobe Bryant sucks.
Well, when you take the ball out of Kobe's hands, you might as well be reinstituting slavery. Because he's enslaved to your way of playing basketball, not the way that it ought to be played.
So what are you talking about, man?
I'm talking about him turning his game up.
So let him turn his freaking game up. Let him turn his game up with Vancouver. How about that?
Oh, yeah, you want to trade him?
I'll tell you this much. No guy, I don't care how good he is, can continually upset the equilibrium of a team before somebody says it's better not to have the guy on the team at all, okay?
Death to the Lakers if you trade Kobe.
I don't think so.
What?
I don't think so, man. I told you they ran the offense through Shaquille O'Neal last year, and they can do it again this year. You know?
Well, I think that, you know, it's dirt nap for the purple and gold, man, if you do it that way.
Look it, man, I don't want to argue with you, okay?
No, it's okay.
I don't want to argue with you.
No, it's all right.
But I am telling you right now that Kobe Bryant can't be allowed to tell everybody what's going on, to call the shots and do all of this crap. Kobe Bryant needs to be a guy who plays within the offense.
What offense is that? The triangle offense?
Yeah.
You know something? You take a look at a guy like Michael Jordan. He didn't have a big man that he had to feed the ball into.
They had Bill Cartwright. They did very, very well, okay? I mean, I'm not talking about anything other than needing to be a championship team, okay?
Well, I think you're wrong, and I just think you're wrong.
Well, I may be wrong, but that's what I'm talking about. Thanks for calling, okay?
What, are you hanging up on me?
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Get a load of that kid. See, I believe that really what you're talking about is a need to... I don't know. I think what you need to do is do it the way the coach wants you to do it. That's just what I think. And I could be wrong about it. Here is Sherman Oaks on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I think you're wrong.
Well, wait. Can we get a real call up, please? 1-800-449-8686. Bob, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I think the ball should go in the shack.
Get this kid off the phone. A real call. Yeah, thank you. Steve, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good.
I think that, I agree with you. I think that Shaquille O'Neal sucks! I think it...
Okay, so what are we going to do now? Are we going to have this kid cranking the show all night long? Because if I got to deal with that, I'm going to freaking flip out. Just real calls, man. Can't you recognize the kid? What do you mean he disguised his voice? All right, Ed, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
About the Lakers, I really believe that Phil Jackson would be much better off giving the ball to Kobe Bryant.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, why?
Well, because Kobe doesn't gob cone the way the Shaq does it.
All right, I'm not taking any more phone calls. Anybody want to apply for the phone screening job here, you're more than welcome to go for it. God. 1-800-449-8686. Like I said, do it the way the coach wants you to do it. Give the ball to Shaq. Keep the ball when you can keep the give. Just do it. Win another ring, okay? That's all anybody wants. Ain't about your game and turning anything up or turning anything down, man. About winning another ring. Number one rated Phil Henry Show, Best of the Year 2000 CD. Order line 877-616-7445. $20, $3.50 shipping and handling. Payment methods Visa, MasterCard, or check. And we've made $90,377.50. $90,377.50 since we started selling the CD. And we also have the picture disc, and if you don't know what a picture disc is, it just looks, it's cool. And we have that on vinyl for you guys who are vinyl collectors. And some of you may still be collecting vinyl. In fact, one of the kids last night asked me, hey, Phil, yeah, have you got a turntable? And I said, geez, I ought to have a turntable someplace. I put more crap in storage in my life than I should have a turntable somewhere. I think I got a Technics turntable someplace. Do they still make them? Can you still go to a store and get a Technics turntable, like maybe one that is not disc jockey ready, but just something you'd stick in your house? So if you have a turntable, or even if you don't, the picture disc is a tremendous thing to have because it's a collector's item, and we're only making a limited number of these, and then you know what. Okay? So 877-616-7445. Fast, courteous, and professional service. And all of the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. That's 877-616-7445. The money goes to my friend's place. We don't keep any money for ourselves whatsoever. We covered our production costs a long time ago, so these guys are the beneficiary of your generosity, and they don't take any federal money. So whatever you guys can do, we really appreciate it. 877-616-7445. We've made $90,377.50 so far with the sale of the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD and picture disc.